we generate heat on the inside of the space station from the computers and the people, as well as the sun shining on us. And we have fluids, water, basically a water loop on the inside that is cooled, and on the outside of the space station, these radiators, these big fins that radiate the heat into space, and they are turned at an angle so that the sun does not shine strongly on them, and they are exposed mostly to deep space, which is very cold. And so we move the heat that way, and it's a very complicated system, but it works very well. Over. Hey, Francesco, you want to be in good health to begin with up here, because it is hard on the body. It's like being in bed all the time, which I know sounds like a good idea, but it's really not a healthy thing to do. And so you want to start off with, you know, good strength, good bones, and as well as, you know, hearing and eyes and all of those things, and then maintain it up here. We exercise every day to maintain our bones and our muscles and our heart and lung system, cardiovascular health. And it's very important, because when you come back to the ground, your heart now has to pump that blood, heavy blood, from your legs back up to your brain. And that's very hard on the system, especially if you've been very lazy. Over. That's an interesting question. Some of it we have no protection for, just like you don't there. We use some materials. Well, we have a little more radiation here because we're up into the atmosphere, and by the Earth's magnetic field does not protect us as much here as it protects you on the ground. And I think the biggest protection we have is in the area where we sleep. There are a special kind of plastic, a polyethylene plastic, that absorbs some of this energy that is harmful to us. And so at least for, you know, part of the day, we get some protection. Over. I'm sorry we did not get to all of the questions. You have wonderful questions from the students of ISS Marconi in Bari, Italy. Thank you very much. You keep asking those questions, and you keep looking for the answers, and I look forward to seeing some of your faces up here in the future. Thank you very much, and I hope to visit someday. This is OR4 ISS, Commander Mike Bossom on the International Space Station. Over.